Here is Sam Stocky.
I'm just a bee. I find any flower and I nest in any tree. And I wait and see. I don't want to do something that might come back to haunt me. Any apple, any tree. I need somewhere to lay my hat, sleep peacefully. But I decay so steadily. I need reassurance that I'm where I'm supposed to be. Oh, 'cause there are trees and there are flowers. There's a million ways for me to satisfy my dreams. And I can't understand it. No, I never seem to see. Chase the things I want. Don't wait for them to come to me. Oh, am I what you need? Do I define success by putting others' minds at ease? I'm so afraid, I'm afraid to be. Take any suggestion and I eat it forcefully. All the options, every day. Oh, you say something different, but you say, Sam, it's the only way. But any outcome that I see might make someone happy, but I'm not sure that someone's me. Oh, 'cause there are trees and there are flowers. There's a million ways for me to satisfy my needs. And I can't understand it. No, I never seem to see. Chase the things I want. Don't wait for them to come to me. Oh, don't wait for them to come to me. I'll be the change I want to see. I'll stop complaining. Oh, I'll shut my mouth. I got to figure out what being me is all about. There are trees and there are flowers. There's a million ways for me to satisfy my needs. When I can't understand it, no, I never seem to see. Chase the things I want. Don't wait for them to come to me.
That is a great song. That's Sam Stocky. Tell me about that song, if you don't mind.
Yeah, sure. So that's the first song off of my latest release, an album called Saccharin that I just put out in October. And it's kind of like a nature-themed album. If you notice, there were a lot of nature references in there.
Sure.
And yeah, that's the opening track off that album.
That's a really good song. In fact, you may not have seen it, but I looked over at Ricky as you were playing it, and we both kind of nodded. As you can tell by the side of her head now, we don't often look at each other at the same time, but we did both turn to each other at the same time in the middle of that song and smiled and nodded because we were both enjoying it so much. I mean, it's just a really good, honest song.
Yeah, that one is... So the whole album is kind of about nature teaching lessons. and the metaphors of nature. And that one in particular is kind of about me kind of being insecure about the amount of passions that I have for lots of different things. When you want to pursue one thing, like be a musician or something, it often you hear that you have to be like all in and you shouldn't really have passions for other things. But for me, a lot of times I feel like there's a lot of different things I'm interested in. And sometimes that worries me that maybe I don't have enough passion in music to be able to pursue and be successful in this career. So that's kind of what that song is about, wrestling with those thoughts.
Yeah, you do hear that a lot. And then, well, there's probably no perfect template for doing it, although there's certainly lots of people with advice about how to do it.
Yeah.
Saccharin, the name of it, that's an interesting title for an album that otherwise is about natural things.
Yeah, you'll hear that reference to the album title in, I think, my last song that I'm going to do later. So I won't spoil it, but saccharin is kind of like overly sweet, sickly sweet.
We've joked a little bit about there being two Sam Stuckey's. There's probably many, many more, but there's two in the Pittsburgh acoustic music scene. And I always say Sam is the singer-songwriter, literate singer-songwriter, and the other is the mandolin-picking multi-instrumentalist. He might write songs too, I'm not sure.
He does. He actually just put out an album recently too. I follow him a little bit as well.
Have you guys met yet?
I have not met him.
Still no. Have to make that arrangement.
Talked to him online, but never met him.
I told the story. Shoot, I don't know if I told you the story or not. He was performing. I think with the Sweaty Already string band, and when he introduced himself, I was very far away, and I assumed it was you. And I went up to say hello to him, and he did not look alike whatsoever, and I was really bewildered trying to figure it all out. Mm. But this Sam Stuckey is talented in his own right. I just want to be sure that you, if you're looking for his music, that you find him. What is the best way for people to find your music?
Yeah, so on my website, samstuckey.net, there are links to go to wherever you like to stream your music, on Spotify or wherever. You can also just search on your streaming service. But yeah, if you go through my website, samstuckey.net, then you can take you directly to my different Spotify profiles or whatever. And then when you search on your streaming service, you won't accidentally click the wrong Sam Stuckey.
Perfect.
Not to say that their music isn't also good, but if you're looking for me in particular, that might be the best way.
Sam, where are you from originally?
So I grew up in Moon Township out by the airport, about 20 minutes from the city.
And you stayed in Pittsburgh after graduating high school?
No, I actually went to Bluffton University, which is a Mennonite school out in Northwest Ohio. So I was there for 4 years and then came back in 2016. So I've been here since then.
Excellent. Let's listen to another song. What would you like to do next?
Yeah, so I'm just going to run down the album here and do Sun and Stay Standing. These two kind of fit together pretty well. So I'll play these two back to back. Yeah, this one's about the sun, as we're continuing with the nature theme. And everyone knows that the sun rises and falls, and so does life. So that's the most brief explanation of the song I can give. So this one's called Sun. The sun came out with each new day, never concerned. Something's changed, a new cold breeze. The sun is gone. Is she asleep? sunshine, oh please stay, do not leave. When the others do stay, sunshine, oh please stay, do not leave. When the others do stay. She was bright and free, at least it seemed. Like all good things, she had to leave. This fire so bright cannot be tamed. Warm all those mornings, not as of late. Sunshine, oh please stay, do not leave. When the others do stay, sunshine down on me every day. When you have to leave, but in the end, some sun will rise. But to be warm, there is a price. Seems things are always turning, spinning all around. And all that means, I swear, oh I swear, it's hard to stay standing, learn to stay on your own 2 feet. You have to crawl before you walk now. I always end up crawling. How to get up to speed? How to get up to speed? How to get up to speed when I always end up crawling? Things are always turning. Oh, they're spinning all around. And all that for me is that I'm always falling down. I'm always falling down. Pick me up, up off the ground. I'm always falling down. I guess I never figured it out.
Sam Stuckey, that's a great song, too. I'm sorry, I was lost in thought as it ended. You really have a remarkable gift for sharing of yourself. I can't imagine these songs are not authentic feelings and your own, they certainly are, right?
Yeah,
it's so clear that they are, and it takes a lot of courage to do that. Have you always been pretty open with your songwriting in terms of having your songs? Let me back up. I can remember there's a great song. I almost don't want to reveal the artist, but tells a great story about growing up in Pittsburgh, a lot of Pittsburgh references. And I talked with the artist. He said, well, that's just fiction. I didn't really do any of these things. And it's like, oh, man, I wish. But it's really clear that everything you're singing about are feelings you have or once had or mm-hmm. are observations you made. Is that has that always been the case with your songwriting, or has that evolved over time?
Yeah, I think that's definitely always been the case. I definitely feel like I am not good at sharing my feelings, like when I talk and like having like deep discussions. But when I sing, I feel like that's the easiest way for me to express myself and like be honest, and I guess go deeper into my own mind or share something with someone else. But yeah, I've never been good at like sharing my feelings via discussion. I think I speak best through music.
Do you think you find some of your attitudes or beliefs as a result of composition, or at least hone them? For example, might you end up discovering something about yourself as
gained from this album? Because I think what happened is I had this group of songs and I was kind of looking for a common theme, and like thinking about what songs do I want to put on an album, like how can I group these together, because I want my albums to be cohesive and like share a similar idea. And in like looking back through the songs that I've written in the past however many months, then I can like see, well, this is what the theme is, this is what I must be thinking. There's something that I am learning about myself from this, and I think that's part of what it is, that I am expressing myself better through music. And I definitely noticed the nature theme, like after the fact, like I didn't mean to do that when I started writing the songs. I just noticed that, wow, I feel like there are a lot of lessons that I've learned that aren't just from a textbook and from school. I've learned a lot from like relationships and nature and stuff, so I want to share that, and that's what I learned about myself from thinking back on those 7 songs that I put on the album.
Sam Stuckey is the voice that you are listening to. Dennis McCurdy says hello and mentions how talented he feels you are and is really enjoying listening this morning. I don't know if you know Dennis. He's a good guy and is a good songwriter himself. When did you start playing guitar? Did you do so like as a kid growing up in Moon?
Yeah, so I started playing guitar my 10th grade year, so it'd be like 2009 or 2010. Had a German exchange student who lived with us that year, and he was into writing music and songwriting and playing guitar, and kind of just hanging out with him. I picked up the guitar and started learning that a little bit, and we wrote our first song together that year, and yeah, that's where it all started. I hurt my knee playing sports in like middle school, so kind of I think that turned me away from following sports and got me more involved in choir and musicals and stuff. So
yeah, that would hurt. Knees, yeah. Knees are not. Knees are pretty essential. I'm pretty hard to. I did want to ask you about your guitar too, which I think is it 3/4? It seems a little smaller than a regular.
Yeah, it's definitely smaller than my other one. I don't know if it actually is called like a 3/4 guitar, but I just got this, and wow, it's already been a year. I got this in 2018 in like September or something, and I was pretty excited about it.
Tell me about it. I was having trouble reading the name on the headstock.
It's Waterloo. It's like an offshoot of Collings Guitars, and I was gifted, thankfully, from some of my family, some money to help purchase a new guitar, and I was kind of searching around because I knew I wanted to get something that was a little more nice than my previous guitar. And I thought maybe like a Taylor or a Martin, which is a lot of, which is a pretty popular brand for people. And I went and played a bunch of them, and I was like, yeah, these sound nice, but I'm not really like feeling anything. And then I went to Acoustic Music Works, which is a guitar store in Squirrel Hill, and they sell these guitars along with a bunch of others. And just like playing this guitar, I actually like felt kind of inspired. Felt like I was playing well, like I just picked it up and started playing, and I wasn't like messing up. I didn't like hear any like sour notes and stuff. So I don't know, it's hard to explain.
But. Yeah, no, you want to find an instrument that feels like it's yours and that you can combine with. So is it a new instrument or relatively new?
You mean like I bought it new?
It's got a vintage look to it, it's from the 30s or 40s. But
yeah, it's called like Boot Burst is the color. It's really beautiful.
Yeah,
too.
It's not that old.
Newly made.
It's not yeah, that old. It's I guess because the pickguard is this off-white, and it just looks like, oh yeah, that's from the days pickguards were off-white. It's just got a really nice. Appearance to it too. So Waterloo and
They're really awesome.
And Steve Miklas and the gang down there do a great job. If you ever want to look at more acoustic instruments than you could ever play in your lifetime, there's a lot down there. What would you like to do next?
Yeah, so I think I mentioned like learning things from places other than textbooks. And so this song is on the album Sacrament as well. It's called Things I Didn't Read. And again, it's like very openly about how I learned a lot of valuable lessons from my family and my friends, and not just from like textbooks and going to school. And I actually wrote this song for the Moth Story Slam, which is something they do in Pittsburgh. They have a monthly event, and their theme was education. And they have a musician who like opens the night and plays at intermission. And they told me the theme was education. And I'm pretty sure it was actually the first song I wrote on this guitar. So I was feeling inspired and got asked to play at the Moth, which is one of my favorite places to play. And wrote this song, I want to say in like a couple weeks, because I was getting prepared for that Moth event and played it there.
That's so great.
Yeah. This one's called Things I Didn't Read. The things that I read don't mean nothing to me, nothing to me, nothing to me. The things that I read don't mean nothing to me, nothing to me at all. 'Cause loyalty I learned from my family, and music taught me how to speak. True beauty I found in the wilderness, before she brought me down, crying on my knees. I studied the mistakes of my elders, still had to make all the same ones myself. My TV taught me that there's none you can trust, but my friends taught me trust was enough. Love, I don't know if I'll ever be done. I learn a little more every day. Oh, direction is pointless. I can see it in the wind. I travel, but it blows me away. Oh. Only to stop talking. Realized I felt more than I show. For most of what I did to have happened at all, determination, I just had to know. Love, I don't know if I'll ever be done. I learn a little more about it every day. Oh, direction is pointless. I can see it in the wind. I travel, but it blows me away. It blows me away. Travel, but it blows me away. Oh, 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 the things that I read don't mean nothing to me, nothing to me, nothing to me. All the things that I read don't mean nothing. Nothing at all.
Sam Stuckey, that's from his brand new album, which is called Saccharin. Bob in Washington just dropped us a note to indicate how much he is enjoying listening to you. And these are songs... you know, right now, hopefully you're home and warm on a day like today where there's a lot of snow outside. But these are great songs to listen to. And, oh, I was going to say study. That's not quite what I mean. But contemplate is a better word to put. You can find Sam's music simply if you go to samstuckey.net, right? Yep. Samstuckey.net. Or I would imagine if you Googled Saccharin Sam and Stuckey, you're going to find it without any trouble.
Yeah. And the album features a little more fully produced versions of these songs, obviously. It's an acoustic album, but I was lucky enough to have the help of my friend John Stewart, who also mixed and recorded my previous record as well. He added electric guitar and bass and mixed it all together. And we had a violinist who played on several of the tracks, which really, I thought, added a lot to it and made it really cool. So that was really awesome. So huge shout out to John Stewart and Therese West, who both helped a lot with the album.
Is John Stewart local?
Yep. Huh. Yeah. And he's also a musician himself, has his own solo project. And he plays electric guitar when I do full band music, full band shows. He plays with us. So.
I don't know him. I know there's, you know, a few other John Stewarts. There's another name that's fairly common. I know he's not the comedian,
right.
But there's some others, and it's funny the John Stewart that I was thinking of. Once did a great concert, and I'm struggling because I can't remember. He's part of a well-known group, and it's just, oh, I guess he had a big solo career, this John Stewart. Anyway, he did a great set, and I went to buy his album, and he said, "Did you like my show tonight?" And I said, "Yes." He goes, "You're going to hate this album. It's overproduced and not yeah." His album was fine, but it was markedly different. It sounds like you've taken the time. It's one thing to do a studio album and to have other musicians. It's another thing to have it be completely different than what you typically provide. So you've just taken advantage of the friends and resources you have to help you to round out the songs, it sounds like.
Yeah. I really enjoy the process of recording music. It's really nice to have something to share with people. It's kind of stressful because I feel like in the music industry today, it's all about having more and more to give to people and have like a new single every couple weeks or every month. And that's so hard to keep up with when it comes to like professionally recording any song. It takes so much time. So it's such an awesome process, but it's always time consuming. But I do enjoy it a lot.
Sam Stuckey is who you're listening to. We probably have time for two more or more. I'm sort of losing count, but we have about 20 minutes of radio time. So
yeah, let's do two more.
There's time for two or three, your call, but
okay.
What would you like to do next?
So I would like to do a new one that's not on the album. All the ones that I've done have been off the album, but I thought I'd change it up if there's anyone out there who's already listened to the album. This one is a song called Celebrate. It's a song I wanted to write a happy song, which is always harder than writing sadder, more thought-provoking, slower songs. And it's a song that's going to be off of a new EP that I'm working on with the full band, which is our next project. We're headed down to track this EP at the end of February. So we're going to like a professional studio to get it done because I won some studio time down in Harrisonburg, Virginia, luckily enough. And we're going to try to track this EP. It's like five songs. And this is one of those songs. It's called Celebrate. And it's about how, again, there's always this pressure to have more and more content and get things done and do follow your dreams in a particular way. But this song is about how there's thousands more days in your life, and it's okay to just kind of take a day and take a break and celebrate and live in the day. So bad habits and misplaced keys, years ago we didn't dream these things. We had hoped we'd have it all, but tomorrow always comes before today is gone. Today is gone. Found something so close to home, excuse the parts we denounced before. Learned how to tie ourselves in, and we haven't moved an inch, no, not since then. Not since then. And honestly, we'll never reach the thing before the end. So let's take today and celebrate it before it ends. It's terrible, son. It's bearable rain, 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 rain. Relief from the pressures rising of having a dream. It's far better to not complain. We're comfortable and happier than we've ever been. We've heard there's no time to waste. We've got 20,000 days, oh. Ooh. So let's use them how we please. Not all will end up perfectly. If not, oh well, why should we care? Tomorrow always comes. There's days to spare. And honestly, we'll never reach the thing before the end. So let's take today and celebrate it while we can. Let's take
today and celebrate it with all our friends. Oh, let's take today and celebrate it before it ends.
That's a nice song. It's called Celebrate, Sam Stuckey. That line about 20,000 days really caught my attention. I'm thinking, yeah, that's interesting. We do that's the order of magnitude of the number of days, at least once we're an adult, from adulthood for the rest of our life, we probably do have about that many days. I may be overanalyzing. It just occurred to me as I was listening, though. That's we have days that we can sort of not feel too pressured about and recognize that there are other days.
I remember looking up a number of like how many days are in the average lifetime. And it was something close to that, but I wanted to choose a number that fit with the cadence of the song.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the exact number was, but I actually looked up a number, something
no,
crazy.
No, it's roughly 50 years worth of days. But, you know, did we include weekends? Who knows?
Right.
It's really been great to have you. These are amazing songs to listen to. I would imagine the response to the album has been good because they're the kind of songs that stand the test of time.
Yeah, it's been really awesome to have a new project to be able to share with people. And I was able to, with the help of like Facebook marketing and online marketing and stuff, I kind of did a lot more work with this release, and especially the single from the album that I'm going to play for you next, and like trying to get it out there and trying to, I don't know, just get more people online following my music. And so I was able to get like a bunch of streams and like notoriety, I think, for this song on Spotify, which in the grand scheme of things, it shouldn't really matter how many people stream the song, but it's nice to have a little bit of like validation and see that those numbers were up a little higher. And there were almost like 2,000 people listening to the album on Spotify for like the month or 2 months after I released it, which
that's
is really
great.
Cool.
Yeah.
And you can see in your Spotify for Artists profile, like where people are listening in different countries around the world, which is super cool too. So, yeah. But
so this is your last one coming up, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. And we'll make sure you're tuned up. Again, it's samstuckey.net, or look for Sam Stuckey in Saccharin. Plus a forthcoming release soon once he gets down to Virginia into the studio.
Yep.
Playing out anywhere soon?
Yes. So we have a full band show coming up on February 1st at Club Cafe, which is in the South Side. Really looking forward to that. I've got some friends from Philadelphia who are coming in to play with us, called Jesse Gimble Band, and another Pittsburgh artist, Zachary Lee, is playing with us as well. So really looking forward to that. I always enjoy playing full band shows. Feels like there's lots of energy, and it's definitely different than playing. I play a lot of solo background music gigs, and it's easier to book solo gigs, obviously, because you don't have to ask for everyone's permission. But there's something really cool about playing with a full band. So definitely check that out. That one's actually ticketed. I think they're only $10 online. But yeah, February 1st, I believe, at 7 p.m. at Club Cafe in the South Side.
Excellent. And is this the song Saccharin?
Yeah, this is the song that has Saccharin in the lyrics that gives it that shout out. This is the single from the album. It's called Pomegranate. And this one's about like how we have so many ideas and new creative things that we often present to other people, present to the world, and they often get shot down. But it's okay because you're always creating more, and you always have more to give and more seeds in this case. This one is the single that I released on the album. So feel free to check it out. We also did a music video in Pittsburgh for this one using some of the puppets from the Carnegie Library. So definitely check that out. Search Pomegranate by Sam Stuckey on YouTube. This one's called Pomegranate. Sugar sweet like cherry pomegranate, spit the seeds out in the grass. When you were young and you were messy, the others cared, but that's alright. You share it all, you show your flower, a different world you live in your youth. When others doubted you, ignored them, can you do the same again? 'Cause you've got seeds, your fruits unpeeled, and others cannot eat them. You've got things that they've yet to hear, 'cause you have yet to sing them. Still the same fruit another year, you give it all you can. What was sweet and seems so sincere now is saccharine. Fragrant flowers on the tree, blood red juice is deep inside, starts to dry up as heat rises, the things you can't see on the skin. So when it's harvest time, you're still on the tree. Selection is in everything. There's things they cannot see. Oh, you've got seeds, your fruits unpeeled, and others cannot eat them. You've got things that they've yet to hear, 'cause you have yet to sing them. Or think them, or write them. So just save them till you can say them, or you can sing them again.
Sam Stuckey, thank you so much for being with us.
Steal my money, you can wreck my car, you can cut the strings off this old guitar.